When the brand new century rolled into the 1900s, optimism over new discoveries and technology was at an all-time high. Among the new wonders, radium, said to be a cure for cancer and dozens of other ailments. A brave new world indeed. For young women, new opportunities for work made dreams of financial independence a real possibility for the first time in our history. There was even talk of actually getting the vote. Factory girls were still at the bottom of the pay chain, though the girls employed by the U.S. Radium Company had a dream job. The coveted position required the girls to paint the numbers of the watch and clock faces with luminous paint so they could be read in the dark. The paint contained radium, Marie and Pierre Curie's wondrous discovery, but the incredible new job paid three times what the average Jersey working girl earned. It seemed impossibly grand, and they were assured it was safe, even healthy. So assured, the luminous paint was perfectly safe. Pointing was the essential for the best results on the tiny numerals. The prescribed technique meant putting the fine brush to paint cup, putting the tip to mouth, as we do with a thread for the eye of a needle. With each numeral, it was dip, lip, paint. The girls seemed a jolly and healthy group of very young women, ranging from early teens to early 20s. The convivial women chatted and laughed as they worked together, and the bits of radium fell on their clothing, their faces, and swirled on the floor beneath their feet. The fluorescent shine was dazzling. The girls playfully put it in their hair, on their clothes, to surprise their dates with their heavenly glow, walking radium all over town. One even painted her teeth with the radium paint. She literally lit up a room. World War I proved a bonanza for the U.S. Radium Company. Glow-in-the-dark watches and machine faces became an essential part of the war effort. Business boomed. But by the early 1920s, the girls began to sicken. Chronic exhaustion, crumbling teeth and jawbones. A gradual and relentless decline, still vehemently denied by the watch company. By 1927, 50 women had died of exposure to the relentless radioactive paint. From the first legal suit in 1924 against the watch company, it took 14 years and 8 appeals to conclude that the company did know of the dangers from the start and had purposefully deceived the workers. But it was too late for most of the radium girls. But their legacy? Their courageous fight against a giant corporation for safety in handling radioactive materials reformed the law for yesterday and today's workers. Stand aside, Goliath. There's a new slingshot in town.